Welcome back to another edition of Crash. Are you ready? This is your host, George Whitehurst-Berry, and today we are very pleased to welcome back our regular guest on Mondays, Linda Runyon. Linda is the real deal. She spent literally decades living off the land, and she brings her extensive knowledge of survival and edible wild plants to the Crash Are You Ready program every Monday. Linda, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, George. Boy, I sure found an exciting Times Magazine article this last week. I don't know if you caught it. It was on the food page of Time Magazine, Into the Woods. It's Positively Prehistoric, How Foraging Has Become the Latest Obsession in H-A-U-T-E, I'm not sure how to say that, cuisine.
Oat, the H is silent.
Sorry.
It means hi in French, but anyway.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway, the article itself, I just sort of am more than excited. And you know what? Everything is time, George, for all the listeners that know me real well. Should this have been possible when I was younger, my entire books and everything wouldn't have been written, because I would have done the same thing. And people are foraging for food and exchanging the food for other things on the menu in restaurants. There are restaurants in San Francisco now that have opened called Farge, F-O-R-A-G-E. There's a gigantic one in Salt Lake City. George, I was hysterical reading this thing, and everyone who knows me well know I'm going to just say it as it is. A woman here tapped a maple tree near her Brooklyn apartment, and it upset her neighbors because they thought she was hurting the tree. It does not hurt the tree. Yes, in fact, you could make maple syrup from your maple trees all the way around you. I mean, it does not hurt the tree. The work in it is going out and gathering the sap and bringing it back in, and then you need a substantial amount to cook it down. You'd have to get a little pamphlet on how to do that. I'm not going to cover that.
Does not hurt the tree, and the H in hoot might not be entirely silent. But again, the focus is it's the focus on returning to nature. I understand not only are people more concerned about survival as the economy continues to implode, and there are all these seven plus magnitude earthquakes around the world, and you have these recurring events now like the Katrinas, Hurricane Katrinas, etc. They talk about earth changes with 2012 coming. Naturally, the devastation in Haiti, for example, naturally, people are much more concerned, and they are paying more attention to survival. Even people that might have laughed at or ridiculed the idea not too long ago are focusing their attention on reality as the economic implosion continues to sequence towards the biggest implosion since the Great Depression. Not only that, there's with the feeling of alienation in the mechanistic society today, there's an increasing longing for a return to a natural lifestyle. I believe that's part of it too.
I think that is absolutely true, George, and thank you so much for putting it into the proper words, because you know that's really what I'm trying to say, that families, if they work with their kids again, I'm going to give you today some hints that you can work with your kids and have more fun putting stuff up for the future in case you ever need it. I mean, you know you could need an awful lot of things, so...
Now, that's a key point, Linda. Let me just inject this. You said working with your kids. That does not mean sitting in front of a TV set. It means a return to family values. It means not only do you get closer to nature, there are spiritual benefits.
Oh, my.
But you do this with your family. which goes well beyond just physical survival. It's mental and spiritual survival as well.
And even if you don't know what to do with your kids, I mean, there's a lot of us now that are writing the material so that you can very easily, start. And as far as I'm concerned, from having lived the 26 years or so, 13 years in the woods and 13 years on the desert, I call it, off of wild foods, I can honestly say without a doubt that if you have a bunch of things like this on your shelf, you've learned skills that you don't even know you've learned. You have learned with your family, right along, the both of you have learned these skills that may or may not be necessary. I mean, let's talk about mullein. I'm not going to talk a lot about each of these plants because we have a list of all the radio shows of George's and myself, and I will send it to you. All you need to do is go on ofthefield.com if you're on the computer and request it. We'll email it to you. Or you could write P.O. Box 83, Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, New Jersey, 08353. And I'll be happy to send it to you. I live
now. You mentioned mullein, and we're coming up to a break here. But mullein is so. As we go, people that we have triple digit temperatures here in the valley now. But the neat thing about Arizona is you can hop in your vehicle, and in a couple of hours, you could be up to around 7,000 feet elevation in Flagstaff. And along the way, as you gain altitude, you'll begin to see mullein,
which is the high plant. It goes all the way up. They call it Aaron's Rod, and we have a deck of cards, and of course, all the books and such on the subject. And that root is, and the entire plant is, an antihistamine. So should you get cold or come, need to boost up that respiratory system of yours, you can have those roots strung on a string. Or I pull up only when there's four or five of them. I will take one. Okay, this is my thing. And four or five of the plants, and you'll see them clustered. They're tall, tall plants. Bring one home with you and scrub that root and dry it. Cut it off. You probably need a small hand axe to cut it off from the stem. It's so thick. And you dry that, you will have antihistamine. Just like
all
you
right,
had a
and there's that stem. There's that that break music. So we'll continue right after the break with Linda Runyon.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon, and I have a special announcement to make. This is for all the Crash Are You Ready listeners. We have a super program tomorrow. That's Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. Crash Are You Ready is pleased to announce the greatest concentration of brain power ever on a talk show. A distinguished group of the world's leading scientists and researchers in their respective fields we'll discuss how the money power distorts and hampers honest scientific inquiry. Crash Are You Ready welcomes HIV/AIDS truth seekers Dr. Peter Duesberg, Dr. Henry H. Bauer, and author Janine Roberts. These distinguished guests will be joined by Dr. Woodrow C. Monty, the discoverer beyond all reasonable doubt of the true cause of MS and Alzheimer's disease, and also author of The Liver and Gallbladder Miracle Cleanse. Andreas Moritz will join us. In addition, David John Oates, the discoverer of the voice of the unconscious mind, will join us. Be sure to tune in to this very special event. All right, Linda, as we went into the break, you were talking about Millian, and you had some experiences in the wild with the use of Millian, and especially with your son.
I certainly did. He had pneumonia, and, of course, we had no phone or electricity for 13 years or more, and no way to get help. And Mullion being the tallest plant, you can have 4 foot of snow on the ground and still dig the root out. It took almost 3 hours. It took two full flat-out hours to take cold out of the stove, and it was amazing. Finally, I broke through that permafrost, which is about 6 inches deep in the Adirondacks where I lived, and we got through the permafrost, scraping away the mud and everything, and I was able to pull that root out, and of course, it was frozen, and being frozen, it's good. I mean, the whole, I call it the farm underneath the earth. There are entire plants that are frozen solid in the winter under there that are completely edible. We can do a show on that sometime, but let me get to the mullein. That root, when you scrub it and take out any portions that aren't good, I like to take a knife and score it here or there. In other words, just not cut it through because it's a big, thick thing, but it can run a foot long and it can be an inch and a half thick. I just take the knife and make a V shape here or there, okay, not cutting it in half. And then you put that entire thing in a pot and steep it, and you'll have a liquid that with every hour I gave Todd a little bit of this, not a lot. I gave him less than an ounce to start with, and then until that, as an expectorant, it is an expectorant.
Was that an infusion or a decoction? With the root, you probably made a decoction. Yeah,
oh, sure
you made
is.
A decoction. But yes. Now, have you used an infusion of the leaves as well as a decoction of roots?
Oh, yeah. And we can, well, there's one whole show, George, on mullein. And if I could, I would like to, have somebody, write in for that list if they could or on the web, and we'll send it to them. Because this way you can get a whole thing on these plants. But I'm just trying to, what I'm trying to do is give you some new hints that you've never heard before. Because the mullein root, after you score it, and you use it maybe two or three times, you can use it up to six, seven, eight times. And what I do is take, and I've never said this on the air, I take a hammer, and I bop that thing. I bop that thing really good. And what you're doing is breaking up the fibers in the middle of the thing. And I've never said this on the radio before, and it came to mind. I always look at these shows before I do them and get the new stuff out of my brain here. And I use the hammer at the tail end, and I'll be able to use it eight, nine times or more. So
okay. Yeah. So now in the first few uses, you're scoring, and then as you continue to extract more from the root, then you use the hammer later on.
Right. I use the hammer when the liquid is not that deep color and, you know, it's starting to get weaker and weaker. And that's when most people would throw it out. I used to throw it out till I remembered that hammer. And, of course, this is something I never said before. And you could attach that to the show that we did on mullein if you want to. Now, you want an antihistamine, mullein is your baby there. If you want aspirin, willow is your answer. Weeping willow is every 6 inches is touted to be a couple of aspirin. It's acetylsalicylic acid, and so for your medicine cabinet, it might do you well to have fun with your kids and find a weeping willow tree. It will take a matter of 3 seconds to clip 6 inches off the ends and fill a paper bag. So your kids should be able to very easily get that concept of, oh, this 6 inches is a couple of aspirin. Okay?
And when Linda says a couple of aspirin, she literally means it because that's exactly what they make aspirin from to this day.
Yeah, you can buy in your health food shop, you can buy, it's the same thing. It's in powder form or in tablet form, but willow print is the same thing. Pussy willow is also acetylsalicylic acid. So fall is coming. A lot of people have pussy willow as a decoration. But when I'm done with the decoration in the vase there by the fireplace, I cut it up. I break it. It's dry. And I break it up into 6, 7, 8-inch sections and put it in a paper bag. And you're going to steep that just as you would the weeping willow tendril. I mean, the leaves are acetylsalicylic acid. The catkins are. So you don't get finite. You don't just, take it all apart. Just take 6 inches off, and that's what you're teaching that child. This whole thing, everything on it, is aspirin, okay? And then teach them that they can take the maple pinwheels that come down out of a maple tree and take their little scissors. Young kids love to do this. and cut the meaty portion off of that helicopter, we used to call them. That little meaty portion where they attach, that is maple seed tea. So the children can cut as many as they want of the green catkins, you know, that come down the pinwheels, and they can dry them, and then you add a cup of water to, say, a handful of them, and you have a very lovely cup of tea. And the kids can learn how to do that. And then, of course, they're learning that maple is edible, not just the syrup part of it, but the leaves, the twigs, the buds are all edible. I am in touch with a person that is constantly making tonics, George, and he takes like a cup of this or a cup of that. Every night he changes it all around so that there's no way that I can really get you recipes. There's really no need to. I could fill a book, I guess, with all his recipes. But he calls them tonics. And this is something you can teach your kids. A cup of this, a cup of that. Make tea out of it. And you have that same kind of tonic that helps your brain and all parts of you.
Oh, Linda, why would anyone want to do that when they could be sitting with their family in front of the TV set? We'll be back right after the break. This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon. And again, we would like to announce a very special program tomorrow. That's Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. Crash, Are You Ready? Is pleased to announce the greatest concentration of brain power ever on a talk show. A distinguished group of the world's leading scientists and researchers in their respective fields will discuss how the money power distorts and hampers honest scientific inquiry. Crash, Are You Ready? Welcomes HIV/AIDS truth seekers Dr. Peter Duesberg and Dr. Henry Bauer. Could it be that the drugs they're prescribing are, in fact, inducing the condition they're supposed to be curing? Well, here's the evidence you might not have had access to up until this point. Now, in addition, the Wikipedia says that the cause of Alzheimer's and MS is unknown. Again, once you get the evidence, you'll see that Dr. Woodrow C. Monti has discovered the true cause of both Alzheimer's and MS beyond all reasonable doubt. And again, the liver and gallbladder miracle cleanse, Dr. Andreas Moritz, I've talked to people who have had their gallbladders removed, which the gallbladder is there for a reason. Obviously, and the reason is that you have to get enough concentration of bile to be able to digest your food. So the bile accumulates in the gallbladder until it's dumped out all at once. Once they take out your gallbladder, the bile just dribbles out. It never reaches a concentration adequate to digest your food. They tell you not to eat fried food. Heck, you can't digest any food at all properly after you have your gallbladder removed. I went on the Miracle Liver and Gallbladder Cleanse, and I got thousands of liver stones out of my liver and gallbladder with nothing more than a few dollars worth of Epsom salts and olive oil and grapefruit juice. And you need to know how to do the cleanse properly. This is an incredible program we're going to have. In addition, we'll have David John Oates, the discoverer of the voice of the unconscious mind. The subconscious or unconscious mind cannot lie, so we'll see who's being truthful and who isn't in the interviews I've done with some of the guests and some of their industry finance detractors, who's telling the truth, who isn't. We'll be able to tell because the subconscious mind cannot lie. So, again, hopefully we'll also have Janine Roberts with us. Janine Roberts from Great Britain discovered the original documents which were the foundation of the so-called HIV/AIDS theory, which were altered, and this has all been censored out of the mass media. If you want to get the links to all these distinguished scientists and guests that we're going to have on the program tomorrow, go to my website, which is hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com, and then scroll down the left-hand side of the website and look for the guest section, in the guest section, look for Tuesday, August 10th, and you can link over to Duesberg.com, Dr. Bauer's website, Janine Roberts' website, Dr. Monty's website, and Andres Moritz's website, and also David John Oates' website. So, again, we'll have that event tomorrow. Linda, again, I can't imagine why anyone would want to be interacting with the family and learning about wild food survival when they could be just sitting in front of the TV set. Can you?
Well, I won't get into that, okay? I'm just going to dump out the information. I think we all know the answer to that, George. Even the people that do not do anything at all with their kids. Because
we have a different group here with the listeners of the Crash You Ready program.
Oh, you do? Okay.
The listeners of the Crash You I personally chucked my TV set a while back. I haven't been watching TV, and it's amazing after a few months how your brain sharpens up. Because and studies have shown this, that people that watch a lot of TV or even less than a lot of TV are dull, unfocused, their mental process, and I believe it has, first of all, who knows what kind of subliminal messages are being sent, but it has to do with, and this is the tactic of the mass media with news, they bombard you with all kinds of data without really saying anything. They give you a sequence of very carefully censored events. And what's happening is your brain has literally got circuit overload. You've got all this data, but you lose your ability to correlate and to detect pattern recognition. And that is, these people are not stupid. That's exactly what they want. So it's just like a computer flooding it with too much data, and the computer crashes. You and the studies have shown this. You literally become dull, and your brain is bombarded with a bunch of what is mostly absolutely useless data, and that's exactly what they want. And again, these people are not stupid. They know what they're doing. But it's amazing how after just a few months of getting unhooking from that, it's kind of like a drug, that TV set.
Well, it
how
is.
Sharp
it,
your
it is
your
a drug.
Brain functioning it, becomes.
I will, I don't want to, really get into this, but I know it is a drug of sorts. It's when we were in the woods, we had no electricity. We had no radio, George, or TV, or anything like that. So what you do is you constantly learned more and more and more and more of how to make life easier for yourself in a situation where you had no technology whatsoever. I was a soul that when I came out of the woods, I saw the world the way it was. And I mean, this is for common knowledge to all my friends. I didn't really want any part of the world as it is. And now I'm trying to make use of it in the best possible way to get out the information that I think is important that our kids have lost. They really have lost the ability to be able to learn. Like take a celery seed, for instance. Celery is a wild celery, and it's all over where you live, George. And I love the leaves of celery. Yes. In our book, if you go on our website, ofthefield.com, you'll see that I offer single things, and I also offer all six books and a deck of cards and a DVD that's 3 hours long and a drying rack beautiful plan that Eric, my son, made, and free note cards. And we offer all these things and what we call the whole enchilada package. Now, the reason why, and I'm laughing at the name, and I always will.
Those pieces all interrelate, the DVD, the wild food cards, the book, the essential wild
thing.
Food. Yeah, the essential wild food.
I need to say that I'm not trying. I need to say this now. I'm not trying to have people go onto the wild food, totally natural package and go away from what they're used to. I am trying to help supplement the lifestyle that we all are very lucky to have. I mean, we're all so worried to lose the lifestyle that we have. Look at it this way.
Linda, with the economic sequence that we're going through now, I believe in the near future, many of us will not have a choice. We'll either have these survival skills, or we are going to have to face the consequences.
Well, I think the amount of upset that we went through in our brains when we dropped out and dropped into the woods, it's unfathomable. Okay. We do have what we need.
You did it by choice, but tomorrow morning,
yeah. We can learn these little things.
All right, we'll be back right after the break. This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at gussetclothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Illuminati is striving for the beginning of the Age of Aquarius to have their world government intact? That means the loss of our national sovereignty, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian heritage. Is this what we want? The only hope for the nation to survive is to repent of our national and personal sins and turn back to the living Jesus Christ. Reject abortion and reject the taking of prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile. Plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them, do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon. Linda.
I don't know if you realize it, but I probably, just with what I got out a few minutes ago on the show, probably saved you probably around $30 to $50 a month in the various different things that we just quoted. I would like now to add quickly all the things left for this show that you would save money on. And number one, make yourself some glue for your kids. Have them go out with a little tiny stick and collect the pine sap that's dripping down. I just took some yesterday morning again, and I do it every time I go by this particular pine tree. Every time I take the little blister off, it seeps out more, and it gives me more and more and more and more glue that I put in a little vial. Do that with your kids. It's a lot of fun. They can also put it on little boo-boos like mosquito bites and things like that. Aloe is your ice cubes for your paintballers. Anybody who's got teenagers and they do paintball, you get popped with one of those things. They really hurt, and they cause a welt where they hit. And it is something that aloe ice cube, pure aloe vera, our books tell you exactly how to skin it. The Essential Wild Food Field Guide is the field guide that I finally ended up taking the 26 years or so and writing one book. In the whole enchilada, though, you will get the old Survival Acre book that has been selling since I came out of the woods. But you'll also get a coloring book and a Homestead Memories, because people carry on so about they want me to talk about the bears and things like that. And it's okay. I enjoy it, but I'm really trying to get the information out. If you want to read funny stories, though, that's a good one. And the Essential Wild Food Field Guide is your big book. And the DVD has a book inside that most people don't realize. That's the sixth book that you get if you do Sense of the Whole Enchilada. It's a transcript of the entire 3 hours of the DVD. My son did all of that, and I honestly will tell you, I giggle every time I think of it because I talk like the homesteader that just got out of the woods. I've learned a little bit better how to communicate with you, and it's interesting how in putting that in transcript, it sounds just like I sounded like, kind of, you know, it's a different way of thinking. And we also give you note cards free, and they're the drawings that are in all the books. I just entered a big art guild thing with some of my drawings and in the state of New Jersey, and we'll see what happens. But I'm really excited because it's one of the first things I've been able to do outside of the wild food with the wild food things. And so I'm having fun with that. We give you that. We give you all the drawings in note cards. And we also give you the drying rack pattern that my son did. I just slammed together boards and put them on, put screens on the boards and, you know, made like bookcases all around on my porches and very rough, very rustic type thing. But he has done something that you could put in the most beautiful, beautiful home. He really has. He's done a pattern that is letter perfect to the most gorgeous environment that you might live in. Okay, so let's put more in your medicine cabinet. Let's do nettle hair softener. Say, for instance, nettles you wanted to gather. I noticed that the New York Times, Times Magazine, uses nettle in their restaurants. It says stinging nettles, handle with care, but once you've sautéed them, the greens go well with fish or chicken. They sure do. They're very, very high in protein. And it's something on my vegetarian diet that I use all the time. I put them up, dry them. There's a whole chapter on how to do this. And for your kids now, if you find nettles, it's something that they will learn skills by taking tongs. And you can't handle them because they do sting. They're the stinging nettles. And they can make hair softener for mommy. That all they do is take a cup of dried nettles and 2 cups of water and simmer it very lightly for about 20 minutes. And then you strain it well, and you can rinse your hair with that liquid, and it will be better. I swear to you, everyone who's ever done it says it's better than the hair softener they buy. So there, that's just saved you another bunch of money. And let's say you live out where George lives, out in Arizona area, your cactuses, okay, the pads chopped and added to water, you simmer that for 20 minutes, and then you strain it well, and that pulp will turn the water thicker. And that thickness is what really has the fantastic hair softener in it, too. Everyone that I know uses the prickly pear, and they use the Nopalito, and you can rinse again with clear water. You never have to buy hair softener again. And how about toothpaste? Your yarrow that you probably have in your garden, and if you don't, you can get it easily at any farmer's market or nursery or anything like that. They sell it. It's a wild plant, and they sell the same thing. It's called yarrow, and it comes in all different colors. Well, if you take the leaf of yarrow and you dry it into, and then you crumple it with your hands into as fine a powder as you can crumple it. You can use a mortar and pestle if you want. But then you take a piece of toast and you burn that piece of toast. I mean, you want a burned piece of toast. And you scrape it off. And then you add the yarrow leaves, and what you have just done is give yourself the finest tooth powder, the best darn thing for your, as an antiseptic for your mouth. It is very, very refreshing. And if you happen to swallow it, you're just swallowing something that's the universal antidote to anything. That's what charcoal is. And you're also swallowing yarrow, which is a stimulant, and we have a cup of yarrow tea all the time as a stimulant to take the place of coffee because it's pure. And so you can make your toothpaste from now on, and don't buy toothbrushes. I mean, the yarrow, this is all on page 255 of the Essential Wild Food Survival Guide. You take the stem of the yarrow, which is in your garden, and you pick the one that is the straightest. I have a lot of fun doing this. The I Ching ceremonies in the Orient, they used the yarrow sticks because they're so, so straight. And I would pick a nice straight stick, take the leaves off, and use them for the tooth powder. But that stem, I dry it. And then I take a knife that has a thin knife. How you have a knife that has two sections to it, a pen knife, and it's got a thicker end and it's got a thinner end. Well, I take the thinner of the two, and I hold it tight in my left hand, and I score it in half just a little bit, and just a little bit in half again, and you do that until you make a fuzzy end to that yarrow, and it's the best darn toothbrush you've ever had. And when you think you can't get any more hardness out of it, take a pair of scissors and clip it off. You have probably 18 inches worth of toothbrushes there. Just take another inch off and another inch off and another inch off. And believe it or not, the kids love to do that. They will scrub the tartar off their teeth better with that than they do with a toothbrush because they are going squeaky clean on every tooth. And they're using the leaves of the yarrow to do it. Kids love to do that. It's been my experience. And they also love to pick your roses and make rose petal butter for you. If you take 1 cup of rose petals to a half a stick of sweet butter, and don't use margarine, please, use the sweet butter, and whip it up as best you can. Get it really blended up. And then you take it and put it in a special little container that you want it to be the shape of. If you want it to be in the shape of something fancy, you can use a cookie cutter for that. You can do all sorts of things with that. And they marbleize. The rose petals marbleize. And it's just the most beautiful thing to use for a very, very fun dinner party, to have your roses in rose petal butter spread on your maybe crabgrass cracker muffins. We love them because they're so free, and you get lots of them before you mow your lawn. You can get a lot of grass. We have whole programs on that. You can use George's Fiche and get the grass and how to do that. Send for it, ofthefield.com. We'll send it to you. Or write us at P.O. Box 83, Shiloh, 08353. And I hear the music.
All right. There's that music, and we'll continue next Monday with Linda Runyon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.